بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وعن معاوية رضي الله عنه قال: سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: المؤذنون أطول الناس أعناقا يوم القيامة. رواه مسلم. This chapter continuing with the virtue of Azan. Amongst the On the one hand, Azan is a what we call shi'ar and symbol of Islam. The previous hadith which we dealt with at great length, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he exhorted the ummah towards the value of Azan, we find an interesting expression Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam uses, then low ya'lamun nas. If the people had to come to know ma fi nida, what Allah has kept in Azan. So on the one hand, this is what we call evocative speech. If you had to know. In other words, to impress upon us the importance and the value of it. On the converse side, in this is ishara and indication that Azan is one of those aspects of Shariat and Islam which unfortunately majority of the Ummah will fail to realize the value of it. As we can see in this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala narrates, he says, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, Al-Mu'adhinun, those who used to call out Azan, those who were Mu'adhin, أَطْوَلُ النَّاسِ عَنَاقًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, they will be the people with the longest necks on the day of judgment. Again, this is a parable, an example. It doesn't literally mean that the neck of the muazzin will be elongated somehow on the day of judgment. This is, like I said, a parable, an example as to the maqam, the status which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will afford the muazzin on the day of judgment. In fact, this expression, atwalun nasi anaqan, having the longest necks, ulama have mentioned up to 6 or 7 different explanations as to how this expression of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enunciates for us, describes for us the maqam, the status of a muazzin. Before we go into that, this point where majority of the ummah unfortunately will fail to realize the value of Azan. If you look at the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, very often I mentioned this. Just now we read our Fajr Salah. In that Fajr Salah, the first requirement was to face the Qibla. Without Qibla, obviously there won't be Salah. In the same way, ulama ikram say, without the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, without making them our mayyar, our symbol, our guideline, it is impossible to understand the Sunnah of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The road to ittiba'i Sunnah, the road to following Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is Ashabu Muhammad, the companions of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when it comes to this aspect of Azan, such was the exhortation that Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave. We can see it evidenced from the expression. How did Sahaba view Azan? As we mentioned yesterday, the mission in Qadisiyah, Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala, who was the Amir of the army, when the time for Zohar came, the Muazzin had become Shaheed, so the position for Azan opened up. It got to a point where they were ready to draw their swords to be the one to give the Azan. He had to draw lots in order to decide who should give the Azan. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he used to say that, لو كنت مؤذنا ما باليت ألا أحج ولا أعتمر ولا أجاهد. He said, if Allah had deprived me of the tawfiq of Hajj, Umrah and Jihad, Allah had deprived me of the tawfiq of Hajj, Umrah and Jihad, but Allah had given me the position of Muazzin, ma balayt, I would be satisfied with this. It's mentioned about Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the lawla al-jihad fi sabilillah, la ahbabtu an akuna mu'adhin. If it was not for jihad in the path of Allah, I, Abu Huraira, would have made myself a mu'azzin for the rest of my life. But because of the value of jihad and striving in the path of Allah Ta'ala, this is why I didn't become mu'azzin. Likewise, mentioned about Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Umar is that personality, his understanding of shariat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لو كان بعدي نبي لكان عمر. If there had to be a Nabi after me, it would have been Umar. If there had to be a Nabi after me, it would have been Umar. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one expression, he says, لو أطيق الأذان مع الخلافة لأذنت. As we know, after the demise of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was made Khalifa of the Ummah, and not an ordinary Khilafat. Islam spread to 2,200,000 square miles during the Khilafat of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. 4,000 Jamia masjids were established in the Khilafat of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. But look at the comparison. On the one hand, he says that if I had the ability fulfilling the duties and responsibilities of Khilafat, would that if I was able to take on the burden and responsibility of being Mu'azzin, I, Umar, would have become Mu'azzin with being a Khalifa. Another expression, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, says, لو كنت مؤذناً لكمل أمري وما باليت ألا أن تصب لقيام الليل ولا صيام النهار. He says that if Allah had made me Umar Mu'azzin and deprived me of tahajjud also, deprived me of nafil fast also, but made me Mu'azzin, ma balayt, I would be satisfied. And then in support of this, he mentions that on one occasion, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raised his hands. He says, Sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, Allahumma ighfir lil mu'adhdhinin, Allahumma ighfir lil mu'adhdhinin. Oh Allah, make the maghfirat of a mu'azzin. Make the, lot of times we hear this, by what can be more blessed, what can be more valuable than the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who are the recipients of the dua of Nabiya Pakistan? So one category is this. Allahumma ghfir lil mu'adhdhinin. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam specially raises his hands to make the dua of maghfirat for a mu'azzin. Oh Allah, make the maghfirat of a mu'azzin. Make the maghfirat of a mu'azzin. Now look at the perception, wisdom of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. He hears this. He says, Ya Rasulullah, you've told us so much about mu'azzin. You've venerated, mentioned the position and status of a mu'azzin so many times. And now still you are making dua for the mu'azzin. So he says, Taraktana wa nahnu najtalidu ala al-adhani bis-suyuf. He says, Ya Rasulullah, you are driving us in such a direction that we are going to be ready to take our swords out to fight with one another so that we can become mu'azzin. Sadiqul Masduq sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Bashir Nadir, not one word of lie passed through his Mubarak's lips. At that occasion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions his prophecy, which we see evidence today. What is the prophecy? Kalla ya Umar. Umar, this is not going to happen. This is not what you are saying. You have left us in such a position, making us understand the status that Allah has given a mu'azzin, that we are ready to draw our swords. Kalla ya Umar. Umar, this is not going to happen. Sayati ala nasi zamanun. Sayati ala nasi zamanun. A time will come upon my ummah, yutrakun al adhan ala du'afaihim, when they will consign this position of mu'azzin to the lowest amongst them. In other words, they will look down at a mu'azzin. Today, you look at our masjids. What is the status of a mu'azzin? What is the position? Illa masha'Allah. Generally, we regard them to be the lowest rung of society. minimal wages are paid. Minimal respect is shown to a muazzin. Muazzin must make sure wuzu khana is clean properly, other places are clean properly. So this was the prophecy of Rasul. Sahaba are saying, Umar is saying, instead of khilafat, I'm ready to become muazzin. Abdullah bin Masood radiallahu anhu says, instead of jihad, also I'm ready to become muazzin. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, dua upon dua for muazzin. So he says, taraktana, you have mentioned this, we are ready to draw sword. He said, no Umar, the time is going to come. Time is going to come. Yutrakun ala du'afaihim. They will look down at a muazzin. And yet, tilka luhumun harramaha Allahu ala nar. Allah has made the body of a muazzin haram upon the fire of Jahannam. Tilka luhumun harramaha Allahu ala nar. Why? Because azan, this is azan. Azan is not just to be given. We have to understand the meaning of azan. We have to understand the position. Azan is da'wat, and not just any da'wat, it's da'watu tamma. It is the most perfect, most complete of da'wats. Fortunately, we've run out of time, shall continue.